Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be giving you three tips on how to cut your grocery bill by 50% or more. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management coming to you on YouTube with financial advice for financial literacy, personal development, and economic empowerment. We want to help you make that bigger, better decision with your money to do more with your life and money. And today, I'm going to be sharing with you three tips to cut your grocery bill. In my instance, I cut my grocery bill by more than half, and I want to share those with you. So let's dive right in today. By the way, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't. Would love for you to become a part of this community where we're helping you to do more with your life and money. So first of all, if you follow me on Instagram, or really if you follow my wife on Instagram, you'll see a lot of mug shots of food. She's a foodie and I am the cook in the house. I love to do it. I love cooking for my family and things like that. But when we were raising our family, I would say about 15 years ago, because my youngest right now is 17. So this was probably about, you know, a decade to a decade and a half ago, I would do all the grocery shopping and I would notice we had this huge grocery bill. And I just wanted to find a way to save money. Because we were probably spending anywhere from, you know, on the low end, $1,200, on the high end, probably $1,500 a month. And I was just trying to find a way to cut that. You know, my wife stayed at home at the time and, you know, we were one income. And these were just ways we were trying to increase the cash flow. And so I developed this system that I'm going to share with you later in the form of some spreadsheets and some downloads. But I just want to kind of give you an overview and these three tips that I used in order to cut our grocery bill by more than 50%. We probably spend somewhere now between, I would say on the low end, probably $450 a month to $750 a month. So we're right around that 50% savings and more from when we originally or before this idea popped into my head. So let's get right into all the stuff that I came up with in order to save us some money, and hopefully it'll translate it into some savings for you and your family. All right, tip number one is to prepare your meals in advance. And I know this can be somewhat of a daunting measure, especially if you have a limited recipe, let's say palate or memory. I went online and I found a lot of things, maybe from like foodnetwork.com and just different meals that I could prepare. Maybe like while I was on work, we invested in a crock pot. There's all types of things that I did. But the point is, if you prepare your meals in advance, it's going to do a couple things. It's going to force you to create a list of items that you need for those meals based off what you prepared. I used to do it a month in advance. That may be a little bit for you, and maybe you want to do it 2 weeks in advance. But I did mine in a month. So for instance, I just did it this past month because we still use this. So for the month of September, I'm looking at all the meals that we need to eat, specifically dinner meals, what ingredients are going to be in those, when I'm traveling, you know, when there's volleyball games and things like that, we, you know, kind of skip those nights. But we basically prepare, I would say, anywhere between high teens to mid 20s. So maybe somewhere between 17 and 24 meals. We don't eat out a lot. So we prepare these in advance, or I prepare these in advance, and I come up with, okay, we're going to eat spaghetti on Thursday night. We're going to do fish next Tuesday. We're going to do steak and potatoes the following Monday, whatever it comes up with. And this gives me a grocery list of sorts, all the items I'm going to need for those meals that need to be prepared. So this did a couple of things. It forced me to cut down on waste and it forced me to cut down on cost, because when I went shopping, I was very directed. I knew what I needed to get. So tip number two is related to tip number one. You're going to shop in bulk. Now this makes, for you rookies that are starting this is going to make for a very long, laborious day. You're going to start with preparing your meals, then you're going to go and you're going to make this list, and then you're going to have to go shop for all this stuff, which usually took me somewhere around 2 to 3 hours lugging around two baskets. And I don't want to discourage you. I just want to say that this investment of, let's call it 4 to 5 hours of my day, ended up saving us more than a few $100 a month. So it depends on your situation. But I would say this, you want to shop in bulk. I went to a place like Walmart, which allows me to get just about every item I needed for all those meals all in one stop. And that basically helped me with my time and how I was going to divide my time and how much I was going to use it on grocery shopping. But you want to shop in bulk, but you may use places like maybe Sam's or Costco or whatever supermarket is near you. But the point is, instead of going back and forth to the store for these little offshoot items that always cause you to pay more than you want to pay, you just go in bulk and you get items for all those meals that you prepared in advance. So when you go back to the store, maybe you're just picking up a gallon of milk or maybe some eggs or something like that because those things are perishable. But for all the items that are non-perishable, rather if you're fixing spaghetti and you want to do sauce, you can buy those in, canned or jars and, boxes for the spaghetti noodles and things like that. You can go buy all that up front. And it just takes a little bit of planning, but go buy in bulk. That would be tip number two. Now, the very last tip is using coupons. Now, I was just a hawk when it came to these things. I would use all different types of sites. Some of those I'm going to link down in the notes below just so you can know the ones that I use. But all you need is a printer and a computer and a nice Google search and maybe like a half an hour. And I used to save myself anywhere for probably the tax. In Texas, we're about 8.25% on retail sales tax. So I would usually save that or more with my coupon clipping. And usually it was around stuff like, cereal and, tissue and paper towels and things of that nature where you don't really think about that. But, depending on if you like name brand or non-name brand things, you can save a lot of money with coupons. But I would clip these coupons, I would make my list. I might even highlight, the items in my list that I had coupons for, which just allows me to shop a little bit faster. I'll pass on all those tips and tricks on to you with a couple of show notes that may be helpful if you want to take this up. Some of the other hidden gems that you can use with this tip will be those weekly circulars that we usually call junk mail. But if you sift through those, ours come on a Wednesday here in Dallas, Texas. But they usually had a lot of coupons in there that we used to use for items, whether that be, cereal or spaghetti sauce or things of that nature. We all had those, those little circulars that are about 5 to 10 pages long. And if you sift through them, you can get some coupons out of those. Now, as I said, I don't mind sharing some of my tips and tricks and secrets of those years of shopping for a growing family. I'm going to link a couple of things for you that I use, which was my grocery list and my meal template. If you want any more information on those, or maybe the recipes on some of those meals that I cook, leave your comments below. I'll be happy to share those with you. Bye for now. Take care. We'll see you later.
Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.